Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Liakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlema Eliyahu ben Sora and Mordechai ben Sora, Lilui Nishmas Malka Basar Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Lilui Nishmas Gitel Basar Rav Eliezer ben Loya. This week, with everything that's been going on in Eretz Yisrael, there have been a number of public speeches that have been made by Israeli representatives and leadership. And they were, to some of us, somewhat disturbing. And the disturbance was in the fact that there were three speeches that I heard, two from one from another, that not a mention of the Shem Hashem. What we will do, what our army will do, and not a mention of the Shem Hashem. It was very, very disturbing because we know that, you know, there's loy bechayil v'loy bekoyach ki em beruchi, Omar Hashem. The chayil and the koyach, the armies and the strength, one doesn't do it. They can't do it. They never did it. They will never be able to do it. So it was very, 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 very disturbing. I was actually in Eretz Yisrael at the break of the Yom Kippur War, and with Soy Yom Kippur, the Prime Minister got on the radio, and the war was raging, and with the words of encouragement, Bituchim anu bekocho shel tzahal. We are trusting in the power of our army. And of course, the Yom Kippur War was a disaster. It was won eventually, but had great, great, enormous loss of life. So very, very disturbing. But I thought that maybe we could look at it from a little bit of a different perspective. There's a Medrash HaGodol. And the Midrash says as follows, on the Pasuk, Gam Becho Yaminu Le'olam, Hivtichoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that Har Sinai, when he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Gam Becho Yaminu Le'olam, Shekol Mi She'omad Ar Har Sinai, anyone who stood at Har Sinai, Lo Yishoer Belibo Deifi V'Hirur, he will not have in his heart any question, any doubt. One who stood at Har Sinai has no doubt about Hashem. Has no doubt about what happened. Eli Yaminu Boy Uvetoiro Shenitno Loi. He'll believe in him, in Hashem, and in the Torah that was given to him. Heim Uvnehem Uvnevenehem Ad Oilom. They, their children, and their children's children forevermore. That means that anyone who descends from those who stood by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael, even in this very generation, there's a haftocha that they will be believe in Hashem and in His Torah. Boy uvetorah shenitnu loy, the Torah that was given. No, excuse me. Yaminu boy means in Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah that was given to him. But believing in the Torah is believing in Hashem. That's what the Torah is. There's heim uvneim uvneivneim ad olam. Mikan omru kol hakoyfer betorah uveMoshe Rabbeinu. Chazal said, anyone who denies in Torah or in Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi, it's known, it's clear, it's evident. His ancestors, his fathers, did not stand at Har Sinai. What this means to us is not only that are we, Ma'aminim b'nei Ma'aminim, to this very day, 3,333 years after Har Sinai, but so is every descendant of those that stood at Har Sinai, which means that all of our people, even those that made these speeches where the Shem Hashem was so blatantly missing, all of them have this emuna, there's a havtocha, that they're ma'aminim in Moshe Rabbeinu and in the Torah, heim u'bneim ad olam. So, what's going on? curses, deep down that emuna is there. Everybody knows. And we see this so many times in action, in people being awakened to become Bali Tshuva, in people at challenging and difficult moments of their lives, all of a sudden, they something churns from within, and they're craving that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlom HaMelech tells us that in the long and distant Golos, the Klal Yisrael, whom they have veered from Hashem, will still be saying, Yishokeinim Shiko Ispiu Ki Toivim Dodecho Mi'oyin. We wait that intimate relationship that we had at our Sinai to reveal to us once again the Torah, because the sweetness, the pleasantness of that memory is greater than any delight that we have in this world. So we all have it. So what happens? The Torah says it gets covered over. Well, on a more sophisticated level, it gets covered over by what Chazal, the apostle, tells us in Tehillim, al tiftuchu minadivim. Don't trust in the people, the nadivim, those, the givers, the good people, the kind people that are giving. Why? So the Meiri says, but he says, in chachomim, chasidim and chachomim, you're allowed to trust. Because shehein yadricho oisu b'darke bitochem Hashem. They will lead you in the ways of bitochem Hashem. The question is, what are we trusting them? We're trusting them that they have power? The chochem has power? No, he's a shliach. We trust him as a good shliach. Why can't the nodav be a good shliach too? Why can't we say it's all from Hashem, but you're the shliach? It says the line is very thin. The chochem, the Meiri says, will say, Shehem yadrichu oisei b'tarchei b'tochem Hashem. They will not let you forget for a moment that it's all from Hashem. They will not let you forget it. And therefore, it's safe to look to them as shluchim because we won't get confused. But when we look to the Nodav as a shliach, and he'll say, oh, come, I'll be happy to help you. He'll be happy to help me. That arouses a confusion. Are you helping me? Is Hashem helping me? Well, I see the help coming directly from you, so I can easily forget that it's really all from Hashem. That's on a more sophisticated level. I heard my father-in-law, Zecharo Livracha, told me that the Brisker Rav once told him that every month when he gave out the chalukah to his koilo on Rosh Chodesh, he never had an idea of where the next month was going to come from. And if ever he thought of a certain gvir, it never worked out. And I suggested to my father-in-law that maybe that's the pshat. Hashem was saving him from this nesoyan of Haftocha ben Adivim. Because if his experience would have been, oh, when I think of this guy, sometimes it works out from him. And the line between relying on the person and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blurred. And we sometimes, oh, he's the man who's giving. He said he's going to give, and he gives, and he gives nicely, and he gives generously, and he gives a lot. Start to think, maybe it's from him. But reality, as much as I owe him the HaKoras HaToyv for everything that he does, his rotzen hatoiv, but everything comes from Hashem. The truth is, just one more point. Someone once told me that they went to Rabbi Yaakov Schiff, the Brisker Rav's son-in-law, and they asked him for a brocha. He wasn't so much into brochas, but finally they were very, very, very strong. They begged him. They asked him very strong. So he agreed by one condition, that if the brocha is makuyim, you make sure to thank the Rabbeinu Shalelim and not me. Chachomim was zoyer. Some people are not so zoyer. And then, to a certain extent, you almost can't blame them. There's a battle going on now. They're fighting. The dangers are enormous. And the koyach, the chayil and the koyach that our forces are exhibiting are tremendous. And it's so easy to get confused and to forget Reb Chaim's teaching that every bullet has an address. Reb Chaim Brisker taught us that every bullet has an address. Every attack, every bomb, every shot has an address. And it's so easy to think in terms of the Teva. And especially when the powers of Teva seem so powerful and overwhelming, it's very easy to make that mistake. And it does not mean, and it shouldn't be construed, that these people deep down in their hearts that they don't know, believe in Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi and in Teiras Hashem, because the Chazal promised us that Kol HaKefer Batera Uve Moshe Rabbeinu Yudua Shal Omdu Avoysav Har Sinai. His fathers didn't stand at Har Sinai, and their fathers did stand at Har Sinai. So we know the Havtocha that the Medrash says applies to them. Heim uvneim uvnei v'neim ad oilom, which includes everybody. So it has to be somewhat of a chizuk to us that even when we hear talk which is so obviously missing the Shem Hashem, missing the essential ingredient in any success that we're having. But mitzad sheni, we have to know that deep down, everybody knows this. Deep down, anyone whose father stood at Har Sinai is fully aware of Hashem and His Torah and the Hashgocha Protis, and that everything is beyond Hashem, and that every bullet and every attack has its address. And Mimela, we should find some solace in the fact that deep down, even these people, and certainly those that are fighting, they know where it's really at. It's just the confusion, just like the Altiftuchu B'Nedivim. There's no one constantly reminding them that this is all Min HaShemayim. Well, in terms of our influence, we have to constantly remind ourselves that everything is Min HaShemayim. We hear about power, we hear about might, we hear about armies, we hear about precision, we hear about well-trained, we hear about iron domes, we hear all kinds of things, and they're very, very misleading. But we have to realize that everything is bashkocha miya, bashkochas Hashem, and everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no accidents, and there is no power. Achutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we realize the Einoid Milvadoi, it can serve as a shield. In fact, that is our Iron Dome. We have a Kabbalah, Chaim Volozhin, he writes it in the Nefesh HaChaim. If a person is focused completely and totally on the Einoid Milvadoi, that there is no koyach, there is nothing in the world other than Hashem that could do anything to him, because Hashem is in total control, absolute total control of everything. That is a koyach that can save us from all types of mazikin and all types of outside negative influences. Is it Hashem? We should be able to strengthen our Einoid Milvadoi, to strengthen our recognition that everything is beyond Hashem, that every bullet has an address, that it's not kriichi ve'itzim yodi, that it's loy b'chayil v'loy b'koyach kiyem b'ruchi omar Hashem. That's chus, we should be zoicha. That take it from yad, immediately. There should be an end to this tragic fighting. That there should be a total shmira. The Shemir Yisroel should watch over Eretz Yisroel and all of its inhabitants. And we should be zoicha to hear news that says this Sholem al Yisroel, and those that have been hurt should have a refuah shleima, and we should know no further suffering, no further attacks, no further tzoros, and no further sorrow.